FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Well, hello everybody and welcome back to This Club Is My Club, right here on North Manchester 106.6 FM and across the world in podcast form on the FC United of Manchester podcast page. And joining me here on a Saturday afternoon, a drizzly Saturday afternoon here in North Manchester for FC United against Doncaster Rovers and all the build-up, it's Woodso!
Oh!
Hello. How are you?
I'm all right, mate.
I was talking about that day, bringing back It'll Be Off, you know. Because
well,
I miss these little chats.
It's been discussed.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it'll be for the league. So maybe for Atherton Calls on the 13th of August.
Good idea to it for that day, yeah.
But ahead of the 13th of August, we've still got loads of pre-season friendlies. And we're here today for FC United against Doncaster Rovers. We'll have all the action and post-match reaction. Oh, that rhymes. Later in the show. But before that, Woodso, I'd like to talk to you about Wednesday night,
yes. Yeah, absolutely.
At Ashton Athletic for the Sam Harding Memorial Trophy. Me and Lee were there. Mm. Before we get your thoughts on what happened, let's have all the goals from Wednesday evening.
Linney picks up the second ball, gets it back to Hall. Hall from left back. McCarthy well left for Donoghue. Donoghue into the penalty area. The angle's tight though. He checks back and plays a good pass.
Good goal.
To find Anderson there, 6 yards out. And it was a simple tapping in the end. Good play from Donoghue and McCarthy there.
I think he did McCarthy a slight disservice by saying he left it. He actually flicked it back to him. And it was a really good little touch into Donoghue. Thought he'd lost a bit of momentum. He had to check back in and cross the ball in where Anderton tapped it in. And that's something I might have flagged in at pre-season. That's the type of goal we probably wouldn't have scored last year because we've been stood waiting for somebody to join us in the six-yard box. Look at the goals in Jersey. Two or three of them, tap-ins in the six-yard box. We're scoring goals so far that we don't score. So that's good for me.
And Anderson there, that'll do his confidence. No,
absolutely.
Here's Linney in field. Great touch from Linney.
What a goal.
What a goal from Regan Linney. That was beautiful stuff. It was Linney-esque.
It was. Long ball, controlled it, flicked it behind himself, and then just put it into the bottom corner.
9 minutes on the clock. FC United are now 2-0 up. Donoghue on the ball. Donoghue to Hall. Hall on the left-hand side of the box, in towards the back post area.
Goal.
There was McCarthy.
McCarthy.
To slot in. And it's now 3-0 to FC United. A good bit of play down the left-hand side there. And with 16 minutes played here, it's 3-0 Woodso.
Good move down the left. Donoghue, was it Donoghue again?
Yeah.
Good crossing. I thought they all missed it, actually. I didn't see McCarthy lurking at the back, and he tapped in for his fourth in three.
Linney with the ball. Out to the left-hand side to Donoghue. Donoghue keeps possession, plays it back to Linney. And Linney chips it out to the right-hand side of the penalty area. Anderson brings the ball down really well. Plays it back to Smith. Smith takes a touch and then crosses it in to the back post. There's Donoghue, surely on the back post
yeah,
there.
Yeah, did well.
Slots it home. 4-0 to FC United. And Donoghue there rewarded for a fantastic first-half performance, I think. 4-0 the score.
I agree. I didn't think he was necessarily going to get to him. The keeper came out to punch it and it fell for Donoghue and he managed just to poke it home from close range. But he had defenders around him, so he did well, really.
Neil, congratulations. The third piece of silverware this summer and a good run out, especially in the first half.
Yeah, fantastic, Ben. Firstly, you know, the cup that I'm holding here, Sam Harding Memorial Trophy, is something that we're going to participate in every year. Wonderful lad. Life taken far too soon. But it's important that we have events like this to celebrate Sam's life. And, you know, what a great turnout from his friends, his family, Ashton supporters, FC United supporters. So, you know, it marks a remarkable occasion. But like I said to the lads, you know, we have won a couple of bits of silver in the last few weeks. And it was important that we carry on the unbeaten streak in pre-season. And when there's a trophy for grabs, we want to go and win it. And, you know, winning breeds a little bit of success. So we're happy to win the trophy. And like you said, the first half, I thought we were excellent.
Talking about the performances in the first half, before the game, I was speaking to a supporter. And we were talking about 1-11, who's Neil going to pick? And we weren't too dissimilar in our starting 11. But then we saw that first half, and a few players have really thrown themselves into the mix. And we shouldn't be surprised, really. The first one I want to talk about is Michael Donoghue. He was running the show, wasn't he, in that first half? Quite a brilliant performance from him.
He was incredible. I'll go back to the weekend. I think one of the fans said, you know, how are you going to pick 16 for the first game of the season? I said it'd be easy, and then you watch that tonight, and I'm not sure if it will be. You know, Halls and Taylor back in, Kurt Sobeng back in, Vincent back in, Donoghue back in, Smith back in. So yeah, it's going to be tough, but all the lads can do is keep giving a good account of themselves. And I thought first half, some of the football we played, again Linney and Max McCarthy down the middle, you know, the wide areas. I thought Guy Hall was amazing, the left back, again, a really good account of themselves. Lavercom didn't have a great deal to do, but he was, you know, he was always, if we needed to be called upon, we've got a good squad, you know, and we talk about that gideometer, you know, we said it before, and I'm sure that people will start saying, you know, they look strong, they look good, but it is only pre-season, you know, it is, and it's just nice to come off the back of a Jersey weekend. It was a bit warmer than it is tonight.
I know. Me and you've made the same mistake.
Yeah, I know we have, yeah. Yeah. But then, you know, the lads that didn't get a run out tonight got rested, you know, your Curtis Jones, Charlie Ennis, your Tom Murray's, Harry McGee's, etc. You know, they're going to benefit from the rest as well, but it's a good squad. You know, somehow I've got to get it down to 16 before, well, on the 13th of August, but before then, big games coming up, Doncaster City, Liverpool, you know, and so on.
So what are you expecting for Doncaster? Are you expecting a strong Doncaster or trainees or a trialist or what we're thinking?
I think they'll bring the first team. You know, I think they know that the setup's really good, the pitch is really good. They promised us a game. You know, I think they're bringing 200, 250, so good away following for Doncaster. I think they'll bring the good hit. And listen, even if they bring some, you know, reserve team, they're all professional footballers, they're training 5 days a week, so it's going to be a really good test. And it's that game, I'm not, no disrespect to any team that we play, but it is that game that you look at, you know, Football League status, you think, right, now we've got a challenge. And then straight after that, City, Liverpool, then Banbury, you ran away with it, and then, you know, Macclesfield, and then Clitheroe. So we've got, a really hard running now. And, you know, come August the 13th, the 16th should pick itself.
Just a final call, basically, for Saturday. Woods always reminding me, obviously, this is the first time I've played Doncaster with a crowd. So get yourself down to Broadhurst Park on Saturday.
Listen, if people are, if they're listening tonight, it's not a beg, but what I will say is that night at Broadhurst Park, you know, it would help clubs like FC United significantly. You know, money coming through the gate. Although we made a lot of money in prize funding, you know, we probably would have had 4,500 there that night, which would have done us wonders. We're just urging people, if you are bored Saturday afternoon, or you want to come and see that game that no one saw, you know, live, then please come down. I'd love to see 2,000, you know, on Saturday. And I know it's only pre-season and people have got other things to do, but I'm really hopeful that we can just get a little bit in the coffers, you know, come pre-season and, you know, take it from there. But, you know, the big thing is we played him on TV and we lost 5-1, and that still hurts. You know, although everyone said you should have got beat, it was Doncaster, it still hurts to lose at 5-1. So we want to rectify that. I think we're a stronger side now than what we was then. So, you know, we're going to put lads to the test and see how they do Saturday. But really looking forward to it. Lads are back in training tomorrow night. No rest for them. And then we'll get ready for Saturday.
Well, Neil, congratulations again on another piece of silverware. Have a lovely evening and catch up on Saturday.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ben.
Neil Reynolds there speaking to me on Wednesday evening following that 4-0 victory against Ashton Athletic. Woodzo is with us. Hello, Woodzo, again.
Hello, I was there as well. I just didn't get a word in as usual.
No, you can hear you in the background. Yeah. What did you make of Wednesday night? It's another win, another four goals. Don't know where the goals are coming from. But it's tricky, isn't it? Because we're playing North West Counties opponents, so you don't want to get too carried away. But that first half especially, there was some standout performances.
I was going to say first half.
Like Michael Donoghue.
We played brilliantly in the first half, and Donoghue was one of the standout players, if not the standout player, absolutely. Second half was a bit flatter, but I suppose it's games won. It was a good game. And they contributed at times in that first half. I think they had a couple of half chances in the first half, where we were stood. But yeah, it was a good performance. And it's like we said on Tuesday, you know, there's a couple of players who've been away through illness, injury, holidays, etc., who needed to put a marker down. Donoghue being one of them, and he certainly did that. Now, obviously, we've not seen the team yet for today, so I don't know who's involved today. But yeah, I mean, this is going to be a good one today.
Yes, absolutely. Doncaster Rovers, obviously, no disrespect to the opponents we've played so far, but this is a Football League side, a very accomplished one. We're going to have to, it'll be interesting to see what selection Doncaster Rovers
come out with.
Well,
don't forget, they start next week.
Yeah, so we might see some trialists. I'd be surprised if we see trialists at this stage, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
We might see some fringe players and stuff. But I go back to Bolton Wanderers. That was such an impressive performance last pre-season.
It was.
And again, it's a lesson to be learnt, isn't it? That regardless of how you play in these pre-season friendlies, don't get too carried away, because there's always a Warrington and opening day of the season.
Well, that's it. And that's why, you know, pre-season's all about getting new players into the club, getting them into the side, getting players match fit. You know, results aren't really the be-all and end-all. You don't want to go in having lost every friendly, because then you can go on a bit of a downer. But then, if we go in, you know, we're unbeaten, we've won every game so far, apart from one 0-0 draw. We've won every game so far, and we're unbeaten, if nothing else. Does that then instill a bit of misplaced confidence as the season approaches. You know, you've got to balance it and look at it that way. I mean,
to be fair though, if we try and keep the... Oh, Giddyometer got mentioned on Wednesday night, didn't it? Neil dropped it in, so he's claimed it first of the season. Congratulations to Neil. But if we look at the players who are performing well, Linney, I'll throw in McCarthy because he's clearly a class act. Mayako's been pretty impressive. Donoghue in an advanced position has been impressive.
Woolerton, Murray.
No, but we don't know how they're going to... Well, we know how Woolerton Vincent, copes at step three. You know. We don't necessarily know about Murray too much because he's been
no,
behaved.
No, I get that.
But I'm suggesting the players who we know are good are performing well
yes.
this pre-season. And I throw Jones in as well. Jones is looking really, really sharp. Mm. We'll see how Andy Halls gets on, but we know he can perform at a higher level. So with that regard, we can be slightly encouraged because this team... These players who I've just named there were in a team who finished ninth last season. So if we can improve on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what he's done with some of the players he's brought in is he's mixed it up with younger players and experience. So we already had experience in the likes of, you know, of Charlie Ennis, obviously, for example. But we had Chris Taylor, we've got Jonathan Smith. He's brought in James Vincent, who's played umpteen games in Football League and Scottish League and Scottish Cup finals and winning goals in finals. Josh Askew came in the last season. He's had experience of playing through the leagues with Salford, for argument's sake. So we've got experience in that team to add to the experience we already had with Ennis, with Jones, you know, with Smith, with Taylor. I don't think Chris Taylor's going to be a starter every week. Far from it. But you know, the experience in that team, and then a bit of youth, if you like, or young, bringing Sandro in from the academy. Greg Hall,
Jack Bennett coming back.
Jack
as
Bennett's
well.
Come back. You've still got Toby Humphries, who's come back from injury. He played over in Jersey last week.
Well, he settled that Mayako goal, didn't he?
He settled Humphries, that goal, yeah. Absolutely. Greg Hall coming from Fulwood, and he's looked really, really good in the games he's played. So he seems, you know, we've not mentioned Curtis Obeng, who's missed a lot of games through injury in pre season. Experience play with Wrexham, higher up the leagues. He's balancing an experience with younger, and I think it's good. But there's an experienced spine. If you look at the team from Linney, you know, you've got Lavercombe,
yeah.
Jones, and Al Halls. But say just pick one of
Vincent.
Them. Jones, Vincent, Smith. Take your pick from them two. Ennis, if he plays, you know, for me wouldn't be a regular starter because I think he's better off the bench. That's just my opinion. That's my personal. You know, that's fine. And then up front, Linney, experience at this level. He's gone for a spine of experience, whether it be at this level or higher, and then putting players around it. Like you said, Woolerton's used to playing this level and done well at this level for Gainsborough. Murray is stepping up, looked quite good actually in the pre-season game so far, but let's see what he looks like when the league starts, you know, and I think he'll do well for us. Clive Smith's got experience, we've not even mentioned Clive Smith.
No.
Experience at this level with Atherton Coles over the last few years.
In the defence, one thing you can say about Atherton Coles last season, they were difficult to score against.
Difficult to score against. So he's come out of a tight defence and he's come into ours and it's looked pretty tight so far. Again, like you say, we've got to caveat that a little bit with this is the first team of any particular. I was getting particular note. That's not fair. You know what I mean? I mean, Bootle was a tough one, but again, I think we said on Tuesday they're in a little bit of a transition. So their team's not the same as the one that we played last year.
You've got Bootle, you've got Berry. I mean, Berry and now Cummins and Ben Wharton in the squad.
Experienced players in their squad, absolutely.
But what we're trying to tell you, dear listeners, it's very exciting, but we're not getting too excited. And I'm not even going to suggest we'll know a lot more after this game either, because this one today is... We don't know how Doncaster Rovers are going to take to this game.
No.
And as I mentioned before, we've beaten league sides here at Broadhurst Park in the past at pre-season.
At the very least, put a performance in that you think, oh, this, you know, look what we can do, and then it doesn't happen.
But it's
from August
it's
onwards,
it's looking
yeah.
okay. We've got this game today, obviously, and like we said, we'll hand over to the FC Live team in a second. But this team today, this match today against Doncaster Rovers, City of Liverpool away on Tuesday night. Me and Woods will be there for that one, and then next week, Banbury United. And we know how good they are.
Well, they battered in pre-season last year.
Yeah.
So.
And then it's Macclesfield, a Sunday game against Clitheroe, which is going to be really disconcerting. And then we're in. So that's what we're talking about. We're two weeks away.
You've got Coles here then, yeah absolutely.
We're more or less 2 weeks away now from the start of the season proper. And then we'll know a lot
to
more.
To be fair, it's exactly 3 weeks today, but I get the point you're making.
This show goes out on Monday.
Of course it does. So we're just less than 3 weeks. Yeah. Even so,
we're not lying.
Two weeks is generous, though. To be fair, but I take the point you're making. Yeah, and that's the thing. And you know, I think he said early on in one of the interviews we did at one of the pre-season games, he wanted. He said you sort of see the squad today. I'm not entirely sure that's the case. Having said that, they've done a team picture today.
But Woods, though, just before we hand over to SC Live, what are you hoping for today?
A good performance, I think, is our starting, for me, the starting mechanism. I'm not looking to say that we're going to win the game today. I think they're unbeaten in their pre-season as well. And like you said, they're a week before the season starts, so they're right at the end of their preparation, so you would expect them to be fairly strong. They seem to have a decent number of fans here.
We're surrounded.
Yeah. Although it might just be the echo off the microphones and there's five of them, I don't know. So let's put in a good performance. Let's say, well, actually, if we can play that against Doncaster Rovers in two and a bit weeks' time, against Atherton Colds, that same performance should get you 3 points. That's my thoughts for today.
Well, thank you, Woodsell, for joining us and sharing your thought of the day on this Cubbies My Club.
On Radio 4.
And we'll be hearing from you again on Tuesday night in Bootle.
Indeed.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here, well, let's be honest, the summer lasted a couple of weeks. But now, as we near the start of a brand new season, it's time to get the proper weather. And it's drizzly here at Broadhurst Park, and it's drizzly for this afternoon's game. It's FC United of Manchester against Doncaster Rovers. And for this game, we're going to bring out the big guns back to FC Radio after a little stint on FCM TV. It's a welcome back to James Quinn. Hello, James, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks, and it's good to hear your voice, Ben, and good to be back back where I belong, I think, was the song said, wasn't it?
Well, you're back, and we should say we are streaming live on FCM TV as well. We're about to go on air on that particular system. So if you've not bought your Speedio ticket yet, make sure you do, and we'll be able to bring you a live stream this afternoon on FCM TV as well, which is great news. But FC United against Doncaster Rovers this afternoon, and James will be providing commentary. It is FC United against Doncaster Rovers, and let's hand over now to James with both sets of teams. And we believe, James, that Doncaster Rovers have turned up with a very strong lineup this afternoon.
Yeah, as Neil Reynolds projected that they would do when they spoke with Ben the other night. And in goal is Dan Lavercombe, two is Clive Smith, three Guy Hall, four Charlie Ennis, skippering the side today, five Andy Halls, six Curtis Jones, seven Harry McGee, eight James Vincent, nine Alex Woolerton, 10 Michael Donoghue back, and 11 Max McCarthy. And on the bench for FC United, Curtis Obeng, Jack Anderton, Jack Bennett, Sandra Da Costa, Jan Palinkas, Tom Murray, Josh Askew and Chris Taylor. Very strong bench for FC.
This is the toughest test of pre-season thus far for FC United, but we come into this in good spirits.
Yes, I think so. It's been a good run for FC and warming to the task as the games go on. So I think this comes at the right time for FC. It has a kind of sentimental feel, whichever way you want to look at it, where FC's last appearance at home to Doncaster Rovers with no crowd, but in front of the TV cameras was that FA Cup tie, which FC... ended up taking a bit of a hiding despite a wonderful goal from Regan Linney. And on that day, I think it'd be fair to say that FC made some mistakes at the back that they wouldn't normally do so. Maybe the occasion got to them, but it was an important milestone for the club. But as Neil Reynolds builds up to the start of the season on August the 13th, this is another stepping stone. And it's interesting to me, Ben, you've seen all the games, I've just seen a few, but the way the pack is being shuffled to see different players starting, and Alex Woolerton wearing 9, but would you expect McCarthy, who's wearing 11, to be leading the attack?
Yeah, Max McCarthy, since joining, he's been superb. He really has. He was great on Tuesday night again. It's good to see Michael Donoghue wearing number 10. Man of the match performance from him on Wednesday against Ashton Athletic. But yeah, we reckon Max McCarthy will be going through the middle. Donoghue was out on the left on Wednesday, so I'm imagining Walton will be on the right. And everything else is pretty much as you said, I think.
And Griffiths is here, but not not involved.
He's limp. He had a little limp on him on Wednesday, so I'm imagining he's injured.
Well, they wouldn't be taking any risks with pre-season friendly with him with the slightest knock, so that probably explains that. And what about when, just for those of us who weren't there, James Vincent continuing to be an influential figure?
Yes, yes. Obviously, he mixed and matched the side on Wednesday, very much like players who've not been featuring all too much in the last couple of weeks or so. They had a bit of a run out, so the likes of Andy Halls, he started on Wednesday and performed. So he starts again today, and it's players like Donoghue and Halls, we suggested on Wednesday night, needed to put a marker down slightly behind everyone else because of other commitments like holidays and family stuff. But they certainly did that on Wednesday. So it's all added to that flavour, James, of I wouldn't want to be Neil Reynolds on that Saturday the 13th against Atherton Colts to decide not just his starting 11, but his actual squad for that game, because there's going to be some disappointed players because they've all been playing pretty well.
He has got the right kind of dilemma, the right kind of problem. You can keep everyone fit, and that was a problem in the early stages of last season, keeping everyone fit, and probably was a contributing factor to FC not getting closer to the playoff shake-up in the end. And he's got a lot of options when you look at the bench. Most of those players on the bench, and we will recap the lineup in a minute, but contenders for places. And interesting, Guy Hall getting the left-back shout to start today. Obviously a player that's impressing Neil Reynolds, he wants to have a good look at. And when you think of Jonathan Smith not here today, Griffiths. So plenty of midfield options, really, for him, and plenty of options all over the park. And he'd really want to see players doing their absolute best in these pre-season games so he can make the right choice. If he sees players who aren't, as it were, basically really developing and looking absolutely sharp, then they're going to struggle to get into the 16, never mind the 11. And a decent crowd warming up. But here come the two sides, with the Doncaster Rovers in an all-black strip with rather fetching green and black sleeves, and FC United in traditional home gear of red shirt, white shorts, black socks. Let's recap these teams for you if you've been listening on the radio, and give them to you for the first time for those who've joined us on the TV. And great to have your company this afternoon. Hope you enjoy the game and enjoy the coverage. So for Doncaster Rovers, in goal is Jonathan Mitchell. Two is Oliver Younger. Then we think it's Rojan Williams, Joseph Aloa, James Maxwell, Harrison Biggins, Adam Clayton, Tommy Rowe, Kyle Hurst, Lee Tomlin and George Miller. And on the bench for the visitors, Louis Jones, Kyle Noyle, Bobby Faulkner, Adam Long, Charlie Seaman, Liam Ravenhill, Trialist A, Kieran Agard, Trialist B, Josh Andrews, and I should just be clear there, Trialist A and Kieran Agard are different people, as are Trialist B and Josh Andrews. And then for FC United, in goal is Dan Lavercombe, two Clive Smith, three Guy Hall, four skippering today Charlie Ennis, five Andy Hall, six Curtis Jones, seven Harry McGee, eight James Vincent, nine Alex Wollaton, 10 Michael Donoghue, 11 Max McCarthy, who's been leading the line as we discussed. And on the bench for FC, Curtis Obeng, Jack Anderton, Jack Bennett, Sandra Da Costa, Jan Palinkas, Tom Murray, Josh Askew and Chris Taylor. So it is a strong bench. And as we were saying a few moments ago, some influential figures such as Jonathan Smith, Luke Griffiths, Regan Linney, not involved today. So plenty to choose from for Neil Reynolds as he continues the pre-season. Away to City of Liverpool on Tuesday night, home to Banbury Saturday, then away to Macclesfield Tuesday week, and finishing the pre-season with 2 weeks on Sunday away to, of course, Clitheroe. Good teasing run here, good run, it's threaded through on the turn with a shot. It's a left-footed shot that goes over the bar, and it was Biggins who tried one there after some good work by James Maxwell on the left-hand side. Guy Hall. And now Donoghue into the box from the left-hand side. Cross comes in. And well defended there by Maxwell. And they're bringing it away. Doncaster start their league campaign away at Bradford next Saturday. But left-footed shot there from Maxwell! And a fine save. And Maxwell has been the man who has tested Daniel Lavercum. Right in the top corner, that was very well placed. And Lavercum doing well there to tip it over the bar. Corner ball. Maxwell with a very sweet left foot on him. Corner from the left-hand side as Doncaster trying to apply some pressure. Nice-looking delivery! Oh, and a real chance there for Williams. But he just nodded over the bar, and that's some, well, an unchallenged header, really. He would have liked to have put that on the target and tested the keeper. Couldn't do so, put it over the bar. Goal kick, FC United. Now Jones under a bit of pressure, and pressure succeeds now. The chance here, real chance now for Doncaster Rovers to go in front. Straight the keeper, good save. Jones gets a foot in. Three good saves now from Lavercum. As Doncaster look to break the deadlock. Oliver Younger down that right flank. Is it in there? All good on the turn. Chance now, a goal! Well, frustration there. It's George Miller on the turn there. Good little feint from on the first time shot. And this time Lavercum couldn't get to it. And, well, FC have sat very deep in the last period of the game, Ben, and maybe it was coming, but just in the end, just outsmarted, really. Good sharp pass, good little feint and turn from George Miller, and a really good first-time finish into the corner, right-hand side of Daniel Lavercum, and not much he could do about that one. FC United 0, Doncaster Rovers 1. We've got just under a minute and a half of the first period to go.
Like you say, it's been coming, hasn't it, really? They've been banging on the door for the last 15 minutes or so.
FC's defence has been pretty solid, but on that occasion, a bit of quality, I think, undoing the FC back line. Williams. Oh, good ball through there. Space and a shot and a superb strike. It really was. And Biggins there, well, in just enough space, he was invited to shoot, but what a perfect strike there. And in the blink of an eye, if you allow too much space, then these players will punish you. It was a lovely through ball there. And then on the turn, Harrison Biggins with a superb strike there from about 25 yards out. I don't think Lavercum will be too delighted with the cover he had there. He had absolutely no chance. And Doncaster into the lead. 2-0.
On the hour mark.
Edge of the box, threaded through. On the turn there, and it's shot, and it's, I think he touched on the mark. Oh, and Griffiths had a golden opportunity. Now, I think
it was a great save from Lavercum.
Yeah, Lavercum tipped that onto the post. Point blank save. Superb goalkeeping. Good play there. That's a through ball. It's lovely football. And, oh, yes. Well, that's a good goal. And a nice finish in the end from number 20. Josh Andrews missed one a few moments ago, but there was some lovely work there from, well, a variety of players, and it was trialist B with the run that fed through, and in the end it fell to Josh Andrews, and it's 3-0 now, and it's that bit of extra quality which is telling with each of the goals as Doncaster increase their advantage. And there goes the final whistle, and a very interesting afternoon for FC. They gave a good account of themselves, particularly first half, but three moments of quality really from Doncaster separate the two teams. But I thought Curtis Jones was really, really strong at the back, didn't do much wrong. He's limping a little there, which is a little worrying. He's walking very gingerly. Let's hope that's just a bit of stiffness. I thought that Guy Hall looks very promising at left back, looks very composed for a young man. Has come from Fulwood Amateurs. Dan Lavercum, excellent, and would be a contender for man of the match in my opinion. Donoghue looked good in the first half, not so influential in the second half.
If you're watching us on Speedio, we'll have post-match reaction with Neil Reynolds on FC Radio, but I'm suspecting he's often talked about the two formations that he wants to go for going forward, 4-3-3 defensively, 4-5-1. We've seen a lot of that 4-5-1 today, haven't we? And I think he'll probably take a lot from that. Because towards the end of that first half and pretty much all the way through that second half, who've just had to defend.
Yes, that's right. It's but he'll be. I think he'll be heartened that his team were competitive and that it was a close game for most of the contest.
Well, thank you to our Speedio viewers. We're going to go off commentary now. You'll still be able to see the pictures for another 5 or 10 minutes or so, but with no sound. So for post-match reaction, head over to FC Radio. And big thank you for joining us. Hope you've enjoyed these live streams during pre-season. Unfortunately, we won't be able to provide them next week against Bamburgh due to UEFA rules kicking in. But hope you've enjoyed them, and hopefully we'll have a few more of these as the season progresses. Maybe a couple of cheeky midweekers, who knows. But thank you to James for commentating today, and thanks for viewing us on Speedio, and we'll catch up very soon. But back to our beloved radio listeners. I think we've got to go Lavercombe, haven't we, for man of the match? I mean, my notes are just littered with Lavercombe saves. And I think that was
I'd
the
go
difference.
With that. I mean, I'd be tempted to go with Curtis Jones myself, but I wouldn't challenge you hand-to-hand combat on that one. Even though I would be able to win if it was.
But going through the rest of the 11 and the substitutes who came on, following on from what we said earlier with Woodso and the Ashton Athletic game, Michael Donoghue, again, impressing in an attacking midfielder role, but like we touched upon, very much marginalised in the second half. But I think that was just due to the fact Doncaster had found the footing in the game, were a lot more comfortable, and they are three divisions above.
Three steps.
Yeah. So that really showed. But Curtis Jones again at the back, good defending today. Guy Hall impressed. Jan Palinkas with a brilliant last ditch tackle there towards the end of the game. Won't do him any harm. But going forward, it's difficult to assess. We were saying this with Woodso at the start of the game. Difficult to assess this. This was always the landmark fixture pre-season against the League Two side. It's obviously different to Ashton Athletic and that opposition on Wednesday, but has anything changed about our enthusiasm for the season to come? No. I just think it was, we've kind of tried to keep up with a League Two side, and on three occasions we didn't. But everything else, I think we've done all right. So, yeah, good run out. So let's hand over now to James, who will be interviewing FC United's manager, Neil Reynolds. And I won't interrupt, because you've not done any interviews this season.
No, what do
so
you do?
You need to sharpen up, you know, get pre-season sorted, get some match day experience. So here's James and Neil Reynolds with the post-match interview.
Well, Neil, this is my first post-match interview of the season, so excuse me if I'm a bit rusty, but was there an element of caution in your approach in terms of making sure you kept the ball and were prepared to let them have the ball at times?
Yes and no. I mean, they're all the way through pre-season now. They're finished. They start next week. We're halfway through pre-season, so, and we do half what they do. So we're only twice a week. They're in 5 days a week. So I expect them to be 3 or 4 weeks ahead of us. We've got to respect the opposition. I think when we played them in the FA Cup, we made too many elementary mistakes, going high, getting punished, and you know the game kind of peters out. However, to speak to their manager, McSheffrey, and their assistant, Steve, they've just said, you know, Rotherham haven't caused us a problem. You caused us a problem today, which is really pleasing. For 40 minutes, I thought we were exceptional and made them change the shape and, you know, made them change the tactics slightly, but then we probably just run out of steam. You know, we did, and then their class sold after that.
But you must be pleased that it was a very competitive match for most of the game. It didn't, you know, as one or two people said to me at half-time, and looking at it, if you didn't know, you wouldn't go, oh, well, one of them is a league team and the other one's miles down the pyramid.
I think as the season goes on, you're always going to miss players. I think we missed something going forward. I think we missed Linney off Max. You know, that would have been exciting if we could have thrown that in, and I think we might have posed them a few more problems going forward. I was really happy with the way we moved the ball. You know, there's a lad out there for them, Tomlin, he's played, you know, cost £3.5 million, £4 million in his career, and he turned around to Charlie Ennis in first half and said, you know, we haven't been schooled like that for a long time. So as a manager, you're delighted. You never want to lose games of football, that's the thing. So I'm not deflated. I'm just, you know, it's the first time in pre-season we've got beat to a really good side, and you know, we're making friends with Doncaster now, the FA Cup and the friendly. I'm hoping we can do this again next year.
And the goals were three pieces of quality. You would, well, tell you from your point of view, from us, they were very quick. I mean, from the point, you're going to tell us what maybe we could have done, but I thought there were three good pieces of quality.
Yeah, I think, you know, the second one, the Wonder Strike, we got cut apart in the midfield. He didn't play the through ball. I thought we were too deep, and then he's hit one, and he's flown in. Again, the last one, we've got to do better. I thought the first goal was excellent for them. I thought they moved the ball around, and some of the moves that they did, I mean, Lavercombe's made some world-class saves today. You know, he's absolutely brilliant, and, you know, that's what we're up against. But no, I've disappointed with two goals we conceded. If we conceded them in the league campaign, I'd be saying the same thing to you. I'm not saying that they score them goals because they're pro footballers. I think we switched off in key areas. But no, listen, I'm happy for the first 40 minutes. I am disappointed, and I've said it to the lads in there. I'm disappointed with the impact of some of the subs. I think they could have done more when they came on. And I've said, you know, come August the 13th, you can't knock on my door if you haven't made that 16. This is what the minutes are for. Everyone's going to get the same minutes, you know, apart from Jack Bennett, who's come back from a knee injury. And lads who are away on holiday, everyone's going to be pretty much up there with minutes. And I just don't think the impact of our subs today was as good as it has been in the past. But, you know, that's no reflection on the scoreline.
What are these players learning playing against full-time professionals? What are like someone like Max McCarthy, who probably had quite an exasperating afternoon because he'd been doing really well. What can he take from it?
I think at our level, and that's no disrespect to our level, I think you have a little bit more time on the ball. I think you can secure the ball without a defender stepping across you. I think here, as soon as you're thinking about your next thing to do, the lads in front of you, the lads across you, the lads nipping it off your feet, and they counter-attack a lot better because the rotations and the fitness are a lot better. So we learn a lot of how we are out of possession. And I thought out of possession first half we were great. I thought out of possession second half we were roping, we were stretched, but that's because a lot of changes were made. But I think you just learn about you can... So Mike Donoghue could go toe-to-toe with anybody in their team if you put him on a treadmill and said run for 20 minutes or on a roll. But when you're playing against somebody who's used to having the football with that football fitness 5 days a week to where Michael's got it 2 days a week now, that's where you come unstuck. That doesn't mean our fitness levels are poor. It just means that it's harder to keep up with them on the ball. But I'm happy with where we're at. You know, we've only got on the training pitch three times here, James, this season. It's another game and another one on Tuesday.
We edged Lavercombe, edged Jones for the man of the match with ours. We thought Lavercombe, some of his saves, absolutely brilliant. But Curtis, you said at the end last season, what was your regret about what made the difference about why things hadn't gone slightly better? And you did say Curtis Jones, and I would suggest that you could see why. So the number of times he was there at key moments this afternoon, I thought was...
And again, the management team said, who's your centre-half that holds everything together? It was Curtis Jones, and, you know, he's exceptional, and teams at our level, or teams at this level, you know, you need a Curtis Jones, and our job now is to try and keep him fit because he's the best centre-half in the league, and you can see what he means to us. The difficulty is that Curtis had a few injuries over the last few years. He's not getting any younger, so, you know, he might pick up, you know, a few more injuries, but that's where... your Andy Halls, your Jan Palinkas has got to come in and step up to the plate. Now, I'm hoping that Kurt goes all season, you know, and doesn't get injured, but there are, you know, I hope he's luckier than last season, not just for us, for himself as well, because it's mentally tough, but Curtis Jones is as good as anything. If I'm watching him, you know, man mark or play the way he does against a league team, then no disrespect to anyone at our level, I'm sure he can excel and help us do what we want to do this season.
Attendance of 854. You asked for an attendance in the interview, and that's very handy for a pre-season, isn't it?
Big thank you to everyone, you know, who's come through the doors today. I know it started off with Malcolm's, you know, which was really good. I went down there, but there was a buzz around the place today. There was a bit of noise, you know. Doncaster travelled, but it was nice to see people, you know, getting out of the house to see what we're doing, and I'm hoping that people have seen off new players today what we're doing and how we've changed and how the new additions are settling in. I'm sure, you know, people will say we haven't scored a goal again, but Regan Linney's not here, so, you know, there's always that. But it doesn't worry me. Our pre-season has gone superbly well, but it's nice to see faces that I haven't seen yet in pre-season. And hopefully as we progress now, as we motor on, you know, this time next week, Banbury at home, which will be another really difficult task, with City and Liverpool. And then we get down to the last two, and like I said, I'm hoping that the fans can, you know, get a real following now before Atherton first game of the season, because I've no doubt there'll be 2,000 on here the first game, and the noise will be electric, and, you know, the pressure will be on us to win the game.
And finally, off the field, noticed an event last night in the club. It seems to be a lot of real uptake in the bookings.
There's got to be so much, so many superlatives paid to so many people now, and I don't want to name names because I know I'll miss one, but the work that's going on behind the scenes now with a really small team is extraordinary. And that's paid staff, that's volunteers, that's people giving up an hour here and there. You know, we're shouting about FC United, we're getting around the community. And only this week we've visited over 150 businesses, dropping off our commercial brochure, telling them about us. We're driving the van around, you know, we're marketing ourselves through social media, and everybody who's playing the little part behind the scenes is helping the club, you know, develop. And we've targeted in our business plan, can we get 60 events on there, you know, throughout the year? I'm sure we'll smash that. Can we get our sponsorship right? Can we get our matchday dining right? Can we get our boards around the ground filled? And I'm so optimistic that all the hard work that's going on behind the scenes now, that in the next couple of weeks you're going to see a real upturn in people wanting to come to the football club that haven't been here before. And it's reputational, it's shouting them out, things that we're doing, and creating that atmosphere that this is a family community club that we want everyone to be part of. So it is a thanks, you know, my job's down there, but I see, you know, during the week, the tremendous amount of work that goes on in making sure that we're going to be solvent.
Well, our thanks to you, Neil, for that interview, and please pass on our thanks to all those people who are doing all that work. That's absolutely fantastic to hear. But we'll see you as the games go on thick and fast.
Yep, great to see you again, James. Cheers. Thank you.
Well, that's it for FC Live. Thank you, James. I thought it was a good interview, that.
Well, thank you.
Hit the ground running. Brilliant. But thank you to James. Thank you to FC United and Doncaster Rovers today for a decent game of football. We'll be back on Tuesday for that match between FC United and City of Liverpool over on Merseyside. Join us on Tuesday from about 7:40 p.m. For live coverage. And then we'll be back here on Saturday for that match against Banbury United, who, someone reminds me, actually won the Southern League Central last year and now promoted to the National League North. So, tough test. An even tougher test than it was the last time we played them. So get yourself down here on Saturday. If you can't make it, we'll have full commentary, of course. But thank you to James.
Thank you.
We're going to go now. We'll see you all very, very soon. Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.